We just got notification that Governor Kasich will be joining us here in about a minute or so, and I've mentioned already that we are at Sugar House Awning today, and I'm here with my friend Mike Peterson. I've known Mike for a long, long time, and you know, I've talked about this over the years. I think we're now into our fourth generation in association with you guys, my grandpa, my mom, me, and now with my son and daughter. Sugar House Awning, you guys have been around a long, long time.
We have. In fact, this is our big anniversary, 75 years this year.
75 years. And boy, and it's so much more than awnings. We have employed your services for so many things. You've helped us with trampolines. You've helped us with awnings on our home. You've helped with so many things. And I want to talk more about that coming up in just a moment as we continue our broadcast here from Sugar House Awning. But we do have... From live from Tulsa, I understand, getting a little refueling of the airplane, Governor John Kasich joining us. Governor, welcome. Thank you so much for making time.
Yeah, Doug, we're having a lot of trouble getting out there. There's a lot of storms, and so we had to divert. Now we're in Tulsa, and then we're coming your way.
Well, I so appreciate your folks and you being so willing to work with us on our schedule here. And while we have these few precious moments, while you're dodging some storms and refueling, maybe we could just get your reaction initially to the endorsement of Mike Leavitt. I had our former governor on my show several weeks ago, and boy, off the air, he was really singing your praises. You also have the endorsement now of our former Senator Bob Bennett.
Well, look, I can tell you that, first of all, really appreciative Senator Bennett, and secondly, in regard to the governor, Mike Leavitt, he is an incredible guy. I mean, he is really, really smart, and he's offered advice to me over a period of time before, you know, he decided to be for me, and he's very, very smart, very creative, very innovative, so it's a real honor to get his support. And, you know, I hope I'll make sure that it's warranted.
It's interesting, Governor, because right now, and we were back in New Hampshire, we were covering it. As a matter of fact, our photographer who was with us from Channel 5 got a nice selfie with you at the Radisson when you were going around after breakfast being so kind and shaking hands with folks. And I have to tell you, Governor, I was so impressed with the speech you made afterwards. It was a huge victory for you, even though you weren't number one, but to come in with that victory in New Hampshire, and more I'm becoming concerned, and I think everybody ought to be becoming concerned, about the unification of our country and looking for our better angels. I heard that in your comments that evening in New Hampshire.
Well, look, I mean, the whole purpose of my campaign is to try to solve problems, legitimate and real problems. But you do it by bringing people together. You don't do it by dividing people. And it takes patience, and it takes stamina, and it takes good ideas and a good vision. I've brought people together throughout my whole career, and there's no reason to stop now. And I'm not going to resort to taking the low road to the highest office in the land. But there's some things I have to point out. And when Mr. Trump was implying there would be violence at a convention if he didn't get picked. I mean, I have to speak out about that, and that's not the way to run a country.
There are two interesting statistics right now. This is kind of the tale of two statistics. One is this, that the polls show of everybody left standing, you have the very best chance of beating Hillary Clinton. Now, in fairness, these numbers are about a month old, but Fox shows you up 3 points. Quinnipiac shows you up 8 points. USA Today shows you up 11 points. But yet, the fact is, in order to have a clean victory at a convention, it's statistically impossible. It would take 116% of the remaining delegates. So is the game plan a brokered convention?
Well, the game plan is for me to travel around the country giving people a sense that we can solve these problems, and also giving them a sense of the fact that that they need to believe in their own ability to change the world and to solve problems right where they live. And that's a message worth talking about. And under the rules of the convention, if you don't get enough delegates, you don't get nominated unless you can accumulate enough. So, you know, I don't sort of think down the road, I have this strategy to go to a convention. My whole deal is I can help run this country. I'm the only one that can beat Hillary Clinton. And we'll see where it goes, because things are so crazy, you just never know. I could end up with you know, having the most amount of delegates going into the convention. Who knows? Take things a day at a time.
Boy, it is interesting to look at how things are slicing and dicing, and your huge win in Ohio was most significant. As you look at the former candidates, Chris Christie and Ben Carson have gone with Donald Trump, and Chris Christie, that has been interesting to watch and to hear. Do you have any idea where the Marco Rubio folks will primarily go, and are you specifically reaching out to them, Governor?
Well, we would like everybody, obviously, to come along. In terms of my reaching out to Rubio people, I guess to some, you know, where they say, call this person, it used to be for Rubio. We'll see. You know, the way that endorsements work is kind of crazy. And people do it on the basis of fundamentally, not all, but many, what's in their interests. You know, not what's in the interest of something else, but you know, what does it mean to them personally? I also think that some endorsements really are great, and other endorsements, frankly, don't matter. So the challenge for me is just to continue to be heard. There was an article in the New York Times yesterday that showed me about, I don't know, 10th or 12th in earned media attention. Donald Trump had almost $2 billion worth of earned media attention. So people are just really finally starting to get to know me. And the thing that that bothers me a little bit is an awful lot about process. Well, who's going to get these delegates and who gets these numbers? And not as much about the message that I have. And as you talk about the speech that you heard in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather them be talking more about what I say than what are his delegate numbers. But that's where we are, and we'll just deal with it. We just keep chugging along like that little engine that can.
Now, Governor, I don't want to delay your arrival in Utah at all, so if you need to run, you just tell me. But if you have time, I'd like to ask what message you would like to leave for Utahns, and I'll tell you what Utahns are concerned about. Utahns are concerned about this divide in the country. They're concerned about nothing getting done in Washington. They're concerned about our public lands. They're concerned about the future of their kids. They're concerned about gun rights issues and so on. What would you say to our folks here in Utah, and what do you anticipate saying to them?
Well, On the side of what we do about these economic concerns, I was chairman of the budget committee when I was a congressman. When we balanced the budget, and we had more job creation than we had great job creation. In fact, you're going to hear Hillary Clinton talking about the Clinton economy when I face her in the fall, and I will have to correct her and tell her the only reason why we had what we had is because the Republicans, actually, who stood for something and could get things done, got the balanced budget. And then I went into Ohio, and we're up now 417,000 private sector jobs with wages growing faster than the national average. And by the way, we've left no one behind, and that's the mentally ill and the drug addicted. These are people that we pay attention to. We get them on their feet. And I want people to know that I also believe in shifting a lot of power and programs back to where we live, to the states, where local people can begin to solve these problems. I mean, this is a hallmark of Governor Leavitt's views and their mind as well, that to give people a chance to not wait for somebody to come in on a stallion wearing a white hat to fix all of our problems, but for all of us to bear down and do the things that we can do where we live to change the world.
Governor, your folks have been extraordinary in working with us and accommodating this time and working out everybody's schedules. I thank you so much for joining us here on the Doug Wright Show. We greatly look forward to you being in the state of Utah.
You're a polite and nice man, but that's the way people are in Utah. And you know what? They just announced the plane has now got fuel, and we're back up into what I hope will be friendly skies and not all this bumping and moving around up there. So we're coming. We're on our way. Thank you, Governor.
You have a safe journey. Thank you so much. Governor John Kasich with us here at KSL News Radio. Quick mention, and again, depending on what flight schedules and everything are, but what is planned at this point is that he'll be at UVU at the Sorenson Student Center sometime this morning. It was scheduled for 11:30. University of Utah Student Union around 3:30, and Davis High School at 6 p.m., and then the governor is expected to be in St. George later on. So this will be St. George, St. George Dixie Center at 4 p.m. And apparently at the University of Utah, he'll be at the guest house at the University of Utah. The information that we had a little earlier published in the paper apparently was not correct. All right, let's take a brief break, and we will be right back, and we will continue our broadcast today from Sugar House Awning, and I'm looking forward to finding out what Mike Peterson and all the great people here at Sugar House Awning have in store for us as we just start to launch ourselves in to the recreational season. We have Simone Seikle, who is joining us in the KSL 24.